About 100 years ago, I used to listen to Pastor Chuck Swindoll's Insight for Living on the radio almost every day, and their ministry motto was, "In the Relentless Pursuit of Excellence." You most likely have heard of the phrase or a similar term, committed to excellence, but do you fully understand what it means? The following quote is from Aristotle and defines what excellence is. He says, "Excellence is an art won by training and habituation. We do not act rightly because we have virtue or excellence, but we rather have those because we have acted rightly. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit." Immediately, you can see that excellence is a habit, and any habit can be developed into a higher functioning condition. The best way to create a new habit is by setting new goals for yourself and creating a plan of attack. Let's see how you can do this. First, you want to define your reasons or identify the essential why for wanting to commit to excellence. Does this pertain to your business, your family life, or for some other reason? I would strongly suggest that you write down your reasons for your why for wanting to achieve this. Writing, journaling, capturing ideas and intentions is a great habit to form in and of itself. If you have not started this discipline, I want to encourage you. Start it today. Get a notebook, or Google Drive, or Dropbox file, and start jotting down thoughts. It's a strategic way to think out of your head and force nouns and verbs to play along together. If you can get cogent sentences to form your idea out of your head, it's a clear indicator that the idea is beginning to concretize in your being. If you're struggling to get the idea out, you may not know the topic as intimately as you would like or need to create the change. If your goal is to be committed to excellence for your business, there are some simple, actionable steps that you can put into place. If your business consists of clients, then get into the habit of demanding more from yourself than they do of you. You can easily please your clients by doing any of the following: giving more value, over-delivering, finishing the work ahead of schedule, adding in a bonus. Another way to improve your business through excellence is by portraying a professional image. Is your website, logo, brochure information, business cards, etc., all up to date and modern looking? If it's not, this is one simple area to improve on. Customer service is another area where you can offer excellence. Make sure that you have great customer service system or plan, whether online or offline. It's easy to set up online help desks today. You can even create one using Google Plus Hangouts. By delivering outstanding customer service to your clients and your customers, you can easily provide experienced excellence. Always respond to requests and needs in a timely fashion and never get angry at the customer, regardless of the situation. Learn to hold a position of poise and excellence. If you'd like to explore more ways to elevate and calibrate your customer service standard, your marketing, sales, and bring them to a level of noticeable excellence, consider a free exploratory strategy session with New Thought Coaching.